This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads, and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum YouTube and podcast channel. Welcome back to Drive.
Hello, as the sun is streaming in my window.
I know, you've got a halo over your head. That's not real. I know that.
How are you, Ryan?
I'm very well, thank you, and excited because I've had a sneak peek at the list of new music today, and you've got some good ones in there.
Yeah, so before we get into the new singles, a couple of new albums out today. The first one, the ninth studio album from Demi Lovato. It's called It's Not That Deep, a return to the pop dance sound. We've played three songs already. There's 11 tracks on the album, so that's on your favourite streaming service right now.
I'm loving Demi's new album. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So look out for that one on your streaming platforms. And Bon Jovi released their new album Forever just last year. They've now done a recording of it for the Legendary Edition, and this features collaborations from the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Avril Lavigne, Ryan Tedder, James Bay, and Robbie Williams.
Amazing.
So a really collaboration with Bon Jovi on the album Forever. And the band have actually announced some live shows next year with four dates at New York's Madison Square Garden and three dates in the UK. Not sure on some local dates here in Australia, but I'm pretty sure they'll be here next year. And hopefully John's voice would hold up because he's had some voice troubles over years. So some good news for Bon Jovi fans today.
Is it my imagination or a lot of the sort of older groups and stars starting to re-release albums and music? Because we've got Madonna approaching next year, I believe. Am I right?
They're starting to. And this is a really big thing. When you're a legacy act, you have That's this amazing back catalogue that you can call upon, and you know, you can re-release it on vinyl, on CD, check on some demos, some unreleased tracks, and bingo, you've got a re-release. So it is a big thing, and with Madonna releasing her new album next year, expect some. There's actually a re-release for Bedtime Stories in November, and comes with only 8 tracks as a bonus. So a bit stingy old man. it's a big thing, re-releases. And some more on that a bit later in the segment. But a new singles, Shepherd, our Shepherd girls and boys, the threesome from Brisbane, the siblings, George, Amy and Emma. They have worked with Simon Oscroft from One Republic on this new track. This is brand new for Shepherd. It's called Beautiful Nothing.
New Aussie music, love it. Leo Stubbing.
Brand new for Shepherd, that is a brand new one called Beautiful Nothing. So I love that track from them. Dummy M has teamed up with two guys from Sweden called Kayak. I think it's how you pronounce it. This is a brand new track from them and Dummy together, Dancing in the Dark. You got me lost in the
dancing in
Love Dummy's voice.
Yeah, love Dummy M. And she's got a jazz project coming out next month as well. So she's been really busy. Lewis Capaldi has just released a third taster from his upcoming EP, Survive. This is Almost. I swear to God, I'm almost all right. I only think about you all the time. I almost never fall asleep, wishing you were here with me. And I promise I'll completely let you go. I swear to God, I'm almost okay.
Brilliant.
Isn't he?
That's a hit.
I just love his voice. Oh. Absolutely love his voice. I love Lewis Capaldi. Yeah, great song from him. Looking forward to the EP coming out soon. Next year marks the 25th anniversary of Westlife.
25 years.
The boy band launched their first single back in 1999. And to celebrate, they're releasing an ultimate collection, the best of, with four new tracks. And a world tour next year as well. This is one of the four tracks from the album. This is Chariot. Call my friends, tell them cancel your plans. Come round, we'll have an interview. Bring all the family, dad, mom, grandpa too. Dance with my girl, spin around in the air. And find a corner with her. Kisses between the words, it was always you. Swing me high and swing me low. Until my chariot takes me home. Until my chariot takes me home.
Love it, Leo. Westlife. Fantastic.
Life. And of course, Mark from Westlife is out and proud gay as well. So love supporting Westlife. They're a great band. Hopefully they'll be down under next year on their world tour. Speaking of iconic, Duran Duran are celebrating Halloween this year with a re-recording. Now, this track was on their third album, 1983 Seven and the Ragged Tiger. This is Shadows on Your Side.
Leo, I love Duran Duran. Do you know what one of my favourite songs from Duran Duran is? Can I play you a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
This one. Action or coincidence, once prompted. Do you know that one? Ordinary World?
Yes.
Yeah. I might have to play it a little later, I think.
Yeah, I love Duran Duran. I like all these in the 80s, but yeah. So Mariah's got Christmas sign up. The guys want... So yeah, a bit of a retreatment for the old single from Duran Duran. Speaking of Christmas, Girls Aloud years ago in their 2005 album, they had a bonus disc with a Christmas album on it. They're re-releasing the Christmas album on vinyl, and it also comes with a bonus remix from Seventh Heaven. Brand new for Girls Aloud, Not Tonight, Santa.
Can you imagine a scenario, Leo, where you would say, not tonight, Santa?
Not tonight, Santa. Santa. So that's brand new for Girls Aloud. That reissue for Girls Aloud fans is out Friday the 14th of November, including that new remix. So add that to your Christmas playlist this year. Now, for today's throwback, I thought we'll go back way back.
We're going way back.
50 years. 50 years, Ron. I was one. So I don't really remember this period. But this track was...
I wasn't born. No, I was.
This track was the third single from ABBA's third 1975 self-titled album. This was ABBA's first number one in Australia. It spent 3 weeks at number one before Mamma Mia took over for 10 weeks at number one. Into 1976, ABBA had four more number one singles with SOS, Fernando, Dancing Queen, and Money, Money, Money. This was number one in Australia this week, 50 years ago.
Amazing. Before we play it, what's on your channel this week?
Oh, my gosh, so much. On my YouTube channel, there's of Kylie, of course. There is Mariah. There's so many great videos coming, so make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU. Also across my socials, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And, of course, the podcast on all podcast providers. But, Warren, a bit of ABBA for this throwback. I do.
Leo, number one, 50 years ago. I want you to do like they used to do on the AM radio back then. Number one. Go on.
Number one.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.